Okay, finishing up, we have BCE, spelled BCEE. Wonderful tune featuring the vocal talents of Chase Sparks. Absolutely beautiful. Recently released on Spearhead Records. The album is called Beat the System. I've been following BCE for quite a while, and he has nothing but bangers. Not just bangers, but really true soul music. Great stuff to just dive into and just stick on the iPod or what have you. Once again, BCEE. And this heat playing right now is a brand new release from High Contrast. High Contrast is a well-known name in the liquid drum and bass scene. This is actually a collaboration between Tiësto, who I'm sure we're all familiar with, and Underworld, featuring the wonderful vocals of Selah Corbin. Absolutely beautiful tune. This is probably Tiësto's first release on Hospital Records. Hospital Records is probably, undoubtedly, the leading drum and bass label in the world right now. Once again, this show is called The Basement, and you'll be hearing me from now until 10:30 every Friday night. You can tune in live at 101.9 or online at CITR.ca. And if you can't catch the whole show, check out CITR.ca to grab the recorded version up there for podcasts for you to stream, download, whatever. Once again, this is High Contrast, Tiësto, Underworld, and the vocal talents of Selah Corbin. This tune is called The Agony and the Ecstasy. Wonderful, wonderful tune. If you don't recognize High Contrast, he's best known for his tune Racing Green that came out in 2004. So recommend checking that out if it doesn't spark anything. Continuing on in the liquid drum and bass, I got a local now. He calls himself Atma. This is a wonderful remix he's done. The tune is called Let This Go, featuring the vocals of Atlanta J. Brown. Absolutely beautiful tune. I cannot say that enough. The original of this one is just piano. Piano and the vocals. So it's definitely come a long way since it was first released. Big ups to Atma for putting his flavor on this one. Once again, it's called Let This Go. This is the Atma remix. And if you dig this, check out Atma on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/Atma-the-weapon. This one's available for free download. We fell asleep. case you're thinking this show is just liquid drum and bass, it's so much more. For the rest of the show, I'm going to be dabbling in all kinds of flavors, so stay with me until 10:30 tonight. If you got something to say, feel free to call in 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. I'm more than happy to take requests or just tell me your thoughts. Told you guys this one was absolutely amazing. Once again, this tune's called Let This Go, remixed by Atmo The Weapon, Vancouver born. Actually, no, maybe not Vancouver born. I'm pretty sure he's from the island. Regardless, currently residing in Vancouver, featuring the vocal talents of Alana J. Brown. This tune is awesome. It's up for free download if you fancy. Check out Atma, soundcloud.com/atma-the-weapon. Once again, soundcloud.com/atma-the-weapon. Super awesome stuff. We're going to pick up the tempo. Well, not really pick up the tempo. We're going to maintain the tempo, but we're going to pick up the nasty. Yeah, I think that's a good way to leave it. We're carrying on with more Canadians. This tune is by Renee LaVise or Renee LaVice. I really don't know. Everyone I've talked to about Renee really doesn't know. So let's leave it at that. Renee LaVise and Diptrix. D-I-P-T-R-I-C-S. Weird name. This one's called Hornet Head. This is a brand new release off Canadians Machinist Music, probably the second leading drum and bass label in Canada right now. Big ups to Machinist Music, you're making us proud. Find out more about this release, check out soundcloud.com/machinistmusic. Machinist Music, ladies and gentlemen, probably the second largest DMB label in Canada right now. This tune, once again, is called Hornet Head. Absolute mayhem. I love this tune. So much energy. Can definitely respect that. Renee LaVise has actually just released a tune on Ram Records. Probably the second largest D&B record label in the world, Ram Records. Really big, big deal. Big ups to Renee for that. You must be doing something right. Anyways, we're going to carry on with the DMB. This is our last DMB tune until we move on to some really original bass music. This tune, originally done by Stanton Warriors, featuring the vocals of Ruby Go. This is the Sigma remix of Shoot Me Down. I will warn you that this does get very heavy. Sigma has been doing lots of big things. Recently, he just remixed Rusko. Watch out. Some really big stuff coming from Sigma. Like I said, expect a Rusko remix. Sigma's remixed Rusko's tune, Somebody to Love. That's forthcoming on Mad Decent to be released March 27th in the USA. Once again, this tune playing Shoot Me Down, Sigma remix, originally done by Stanton Warriors, featuring Ruby Go. The original tune is absolute heat, and Sigma just makes it so much better. So, I recommend checking out more of Sigma whenever you get the chance. But for the time being, here on CITR 101.9, we're going to have to take a short break from the basement, and we will be back after this ad.
Wednesday, January 18th, From 7 to 9 p.m., the Jewish Museum and Archives of British Columbia will be presenting A Philosopher's Cafe. The topic? Bearing Witness to Witness Testimony, A Skeptic's Approach. Moderated by Ethan Clough, host of CITR's Radio Free Thinker, the evening will be dedicated to a discussion on eyewitness narratives and their relation to the truth, from the point of view of the law to public perception. Everyone is welcome and registration is not required. For more information, please visit jewishmuseum.ca.
Okay, moving away from the drum and bass, I got a little bit of original glitch hop bass music coming at you from Paper Diamond. Paper Diamond is actually coming out. Hold that thought. Sorry, guys. I was getting Paper Diamond confused with Pretty Lights there. Pretty Lights is doing a movie. Doesn't matter. Regardless, this tune called Levitate is by Paper Diamond. It's available for free at paper-diamond.com. Very original stuff here. The whole album is very, very unique bass music. Very glitch-hoppy, heavy, heavy synths. Gotta love it. Once again, this tune is called Levitate. And finishing up is Paper Diamond's free tune, Levitate. Once again, check out Paper Diamond's website, paper-diamond.com, to download his entire album for free, which features that last tune, Levitate. We're going to carry on with the bass-heavy, glitchy vibes. This one is by Panty Raid, and if you aren't familiar with Panty Raid, it is a duo consisting of Ooh-Ah from the Glitch Mob, the infamous Glitch Mob, the leaders of glitch music right now, as well as Marty Party, who's... well, his own story. This tune is called Jailbait, and it's by Panty Raid. Panty Raid's slogan is audio fondling your girlfriend. Enough said. You're currently listening to me, Rhett Olson, and this show is called The Basement. Not only is Panty Raid known for their bass-heavy vibes, but they can definitely incorporate a lot of soul and emotion in their tunes. Although they are technically made with software and manipulating instruments, it's all still so real. I've seen Panty Raid live, as have I also seen Marty Party, as well as the Glitch Mob, and all three of those wonderful artists and performing groups just know how to incorporate their soul and their real emotion into their electronic music. It's really, really fantastic to be in their presence. Which brings me to my life lesson of today. Go and support the music. It's one thing to download the tunes for free or to buy, I don't care. But go to the shows. A great resource to find local bass music within Vancouver is shahdjs.com/events. SHAH.com. ShawDJs.com. Remember that. It has a calendar laid out day by day, month by month, of every event, regardless of crew, regardless of venue, going on in the city, so you can plan your weekends months in advance. ShawDJs.com. This tune is by Elliot Mars, currently residing in Alberta. This tune is called Excite. It was on his first EP on Simplify Records out of San Francisco. Actually, maybe not San Fran, more or less California. Once again, this is Elliot Mars' original tune, Excite. some serious heavy stuff coming from Elliot Mars representing Alberta. This tune is called Excite. You would never have thought that Elliot is pretty new in this whole music production game. This is actually off of his first EP, his first 4-track EP. Otherwise, he's just been doing singles. Regardless, big ups to Elliot Mars. Keep on doing what you're doing because these sounds are huge and you're going to go a long way. If you want to find more of this music, check out beatport.com. It's where I go to not only discover and cruise through new music, but to purchase. Beatport.com. We're coming into a fresh one by Subantics. I actually used to go to school with Subantics, so I have no problem supporting his tunes. He's been on the production train for a few years now, and he's making a big dent in Vancouver by opening up for big names like Flux Pavilion, Downlink, Excision. The names just go on and on. Regardless, this tune is an original by him. It's called I Feel Fire. It's one of those dubstepy anthems, very progressive, almost trance-like, very, very big stuff. This one's available for free download, actually. Check out Subantics on Facebook, facebook.com/subantics. Really, really big stuff. Once again, this tune is called I Feel Fire. I'm Once again, that anthem is by Vancouver's Subantics. That one's called I Feel Fire. It's available for free download. Facebook.com/Subantics. Really big stuff coming from Subantics. Keep your ears and eyes on him for sure. This one's coming from a dubstep duo from Montreal, Canada. They call themselves Adventure Club. They recently played in Vancouver not too long ago, and I heard tremendous things. Just after that show, actually, they released this tune, Do I See Color, available for free download on soundcloud.com/Adventure Club Dubstep. Once again, this one's called Do I See Color. This one's actually a nice change of pace from their usual stuff. You can generally expect a lot more heavy, nasty, dark, noisy dubstep coming from Adventure Club, so they kind of toned it down nicely for this one. Nice inclusion of the sample, great arrangement, really well done. And a fun little fact for you, this one was mastered by B-Rich, also known as Castle, who's had plenty of releases on Party Like Us, Trouble and Bass, and more. Dig this tune, go grab it for free. SoundCloud.com/adventureclub. Dubstep, representing Montreal flavors. Really good stuff. Always love supporting the Canadian musicians out there. That's one thing I love to do on the show, is showcase a good majority of Canadian music. And coming right up, starting up with this more electro-y, bass-heavy flavor, also another Eastern Canadian originating from Toronto, Canada. He calls himself Autoerotic, mainly known for his releases on Dim Mac Records, which is Steve Aoki's record label. Steve Aoki is actually coming to Vancouver not too long from now with Datsik from Kelowna, but that's a different story. This tune, remixed by Autoerotic. The remix is actually called Autoerotic Lupo-Laphobic Remix. Really, really odd. The name of the tune is called Phobia. It's originally done by Disco Trash Music. He kind of follows Deadmau5's bass-heavy, massive sounds, I guess you could say. Anyways, this is definitely a very heavy electro banger. Turn it up. Once again, my name is Rhett Olson, and this show is called The Basement. You can check me out here on CITR 101.9 or CITR.ca every Friday night from 9 p.m. to 10:30. If you have anything to add to the show, comments or requests, give me a call, 604-822-CITR, 604-822-2487. This one's called Phobia, the Autoerotic Liposophobic Remix. Yeah, some really long word that I can barely pronunciate. It doesn't matter. Autoerotic definitely represents really big, massive electro flavors. Can usually find his releases on Dim Mac Records. Autoerotic's really repping the Toronto flavors. We're going to take a short break, ladies and gentlemen, but stay with me here on CITR 101.9.
Tune in to the 10th Annual Homelessness Marathon, a 14-hour cross-Canada live broadcast on housing and homeless issues. Housing is a right.
There's no excuse why there should be homelessness, and there's no excuse why people should be going hungry in the city of Montreal.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcast on over 30 campus community radio stations across Canada. Tune in to your local station from sundown to sunup from February 22nd to the 23rd, 2012. Or go to ckut.ca/homeless to listen online. For more information or to participate, contact marathon@ckut.ca.
I'm here to make it known that all peoples, especially the street peoples and the homeless peoples, have a right to mass media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions.
Okie dokie, welcome back. We're going to get the party going once again. This is one of my favorite tunes of all time, absolutely all time. It's by Red Light, representing the UK flavors. This tune is called Stupid, featuring the wonderful vocal talents of Roses Gabor. Expect many, many massive things from Red Light. He is a big name. Banging tune. Hopefully this is getting you ready for your Friday night plans wherever they take you. Once again, my name is Rhett Olson and this show is The Basement, where I like to explore the diversity of bass music. Catch me here on CITR every Friday night from 9 to 10:30, or if you happen to miss all the show, catch it on CITR.ca. All the shows are recorded and podcasts for you to play later and download. And once again, that one's called Stupid by Red Light. To find out more about Red Light, visit them on Facebook, facebook.com/thisisredlight. Red Light's a pretty popular name. I remember when I first discovered a couple of his tracks, I had a very, very tough time tracking him down. There's a lot of Red Lights in the U.S. apparently, doing house music and really shitty techno, or bad techno. Whoops. Anyways, we're going to move into a little bit of a classic here. Hopefully, a lot of you out there are recognizing this intro, a little bit of a build-up and a way bigger drop. This one is remixed by Rusko. It's called the Granny Smasher Remix, originally done by him and Caspa. This tune is called Bring It On. Rusko actually just gave this one out for free. He released all of his remixes for free on his website, so check that one out. Once again, this is the Granny Smasher Remix. And the tune is called Bring It On. So bring it on, guys. Give me a call, 604-822-CITR, 604-822-2487.
Bring it on, bring it on.
Absolute classic of a tune. This one is remixed by Rusko, originally done by him and Caspa. This is called Bring It On. As I mentioned earlier, Rusko recently put out all of his remixes for free on his website, ruskoonfire.com. So everything from this one to his remix of The Prodigy, Little Boots, Kid Sister, Mr. Hudson, El Wiz, the list goes on and on. For those of you unfamiliar with Rusko, he's been creating dubstep today for almost a decade. His first release was 2006, and it pretty much was the biggest of the stepping stones to put music where it is today, or at least bass music, that is. Anyways, we're going to carry on the UK train. Coming up is a brand new release from Joker. Not too long ago, he put out his first full-length LP, his first full-length album. It's called The Vision, and this is The Vision. This tune's called The Vision, featuring Jesse Ware on the vocals. Absolutely chilled out, deep, heavy purple synthy vibes, and the vocal talents just overlap perfectly. Once again, check out Joker's new release, The Vision.
To the throne!
Another huge tune from Joker. If you haven't been following him, do so now. Check out all of his stuff on Beatport.com. It is definitely worth some time. He's been pretty much defining this purple sound that you're hearing right now, that you hear out at the clubs from time to time. Really, really synthy, bass-heavy stuff. So go check out more of Joker. I will say this, I've seen him DJ or seen him perform a couple times, and he's not very impressive, so he's definitely one of those people that is an A++ in the production, but an A, no, not even an A-, like an F, like a D, like an N, or like an I, like an incomplete, like just nothing. So I do always recommend supporting the artists you love, going to the shows, and just yelling and screaming and sharing your energy. But maybe skip Joker. Up is Dismantle. The tune is called Time's Up. Dismantle's pretty fresh on the scene. You might have remember his or recognize his name from the anthem he did over the summer, Computation, the B-side to Word Dance. Absolute crazy raver bang. Banger tune. It was played out a lot. Anyways, moral of the story, Dismantle, pretty fresh on the scene. Lots of releases coming up on Biscuit Factory Records. He's kind of known for this dubstep house fusion. If you you can obviously hear the dubstep foreground, but listen to the house background there. Very, very intelligent, well thought out soundscapes. Well done, Dismantle. I look forward to hearing more from you in the future. And speaking of the future, I have a little taste of it right now. This is definitely a little different than what I usually play on the show, but it deserves some recognition. This one is called Frostbite. It's by Liquid Stranger, and if that name is somehow ringing a bell in your head right now, you might recognize him from his releases he's done on Rotten Records, which is Kelowna-based Rotten Records dubstep label. Really big stuff. But Liquid Stranger also does tunes on another BC label called Interchill. Interchill Records is based on Salt Spring Island. And for them, he does a lot of chill-out, experimental soundscapes. Lots of thoughtful, progressive, down-tempo, chill-out, ambient, just amazing soundscapes. He just put out his second full-length album with Interchill. The album's called Cryogenic Encounters. The first release he did with Interchill was called the Intergalactic Slapstick. So with all that being said, you can definitely understand he has some dimension to him. Not only can he produce bangers and club anthems like he did on Rotten Records, but he can represent a different side with this. Once again, this tune is called Frostbite by Liquid Stranger. Once again, this is Liquid Stranger, fresh album entitled Cryogenic Encounters. This tune is called Frostbite. Released on Interchill Records, based out of Salt Spring Island, British Columbia. Check out the details on interchill.com. And for those of you going to the Excision shows this weekend and was originally hoping that Liquid Stranger was going to be doing a tag team or, you know, collaborating on the tour up here in Canada, have no fear, Liquid Stranger will be visiting us, rumor has it. Amazing soundscapes. Could not have asked for more. Thank you, Liquid Stranger. Now, I played this one last week and it got me super pumped. It just got released this week on East Van Digital, obviously based out of here, Vancouver, BC. Check out eastvandigital.com. This tune, originally done by Chadio and Self Evident, Miles Away has put together his best work yet within this remix. This tune is called Oh Baby Baby. Make sure to turn up those speakers, turn up your system, turn up your subs, turn it all up, because this is big. Once again, Miles Away on the remix. Check out eastvandigital.com. Pounds on me, never know, shake hands. I don't wanna get it complicated. Mama, just walk away and turn the face back. All I ever wanna do is sit and make track. Let's go, maybe take naps. Kinda get a sort of harder as the days pass. What you bring upon yourself really ain't that sad. Look at life really ain't that bad. Go. Revolution never starts till you take stand. Yeah, I work with a lot until it breaks. This is the icing on the syrup on the pancake. We just stuck up in a stitch. They say life's a bitch until you're dead with a dug ditch. I'm married with a couple kids and a drug fix. Gotta do it just as nice if I'm taking a walk through the park. All by myself like a shot in the dark. Never been one who could afford a car. Rolling on trying to shows in the bar. Muffins with butts in the pocket. I don't care what the distance is. This is just walk it in. You look so pretty tonight with that locket. Hold up the fire to light up the rocket in. For delivery, told her it was gonna be hard to get rid of me. Mentioned before that they're locking from Tiffany. Adding to all of the fact that you're killing me. Find us a dime at the least. Shorty was something that's more looking for to be. Come on.
Never no shake hands.
Wow, major glitch from my side. We're going to go straight into Kratty now. This tune is called Android Porn. Called Android Porn. If you're digging it, Kratty recently put out a free full-length album called Anthems of the Hero. Check it out at krattyodaddy.com. I am going to have to take a break here. Unfortunately, this glitchy madness is just getting too much for me, dare I say. So let me just take a PSA.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
The reason I love this tune are because of the crisp and clear drums. The programming is absolutely fantastic. This one is made by Ill Gates, representing Canada's Canada's best glitch hop. Tune entitled Grinder is off of Ill Gates' first full-length release. He put out his first album on Moody Music, based out of California, USA. Moody Music is probably the leading glitch hop label in the world. So big ups for Ill Gates for making a spot on that and being their 100th release of all time. Ill Gates, like I said, is probably Canada's greatest glitch hop export. He's traveled the world. He's internationally renowned for his production workshops, as well as his production skills and DJing. I've seen him quite a few times and look forward to seeing him quite a few more. And we're going to carry on with the gangster vibes, except we're going to bring it back to the roots. This one dates back to the early beginnings of dubstep, just around when dubstep was beginning actually to be called dubstep, right after it was garage. Anyways, this one is by Lofa, featuring Sergeant Pokes on the mic. This one is called Mud, VIP. This one was actually never released. It's been out on compilations as a dub plate, so it was never actually pressed as a vinyl or released as a digital. It's just been floating around. Totally 360 of the show so far. We'll be right back. Once again, my name is Red Olson, and this show is The Basement, where I like to explore the diversity of bass music, whether it be dubstep, drum and bass, glitch, crunk, juke, UK funky, booty shaking, bass music is what it comes down to, sub-bass frequencies, fast tempos, it's all about how you groove. You can catch me here at CITR 101.9 or CITR.ca every Friday from 9 to 10:30 p.m.